Then my mother wanted to know what did I want to do when I got out of high school. And I said to her, I'd like to be a singer. First, because I was playing the piano, and my mother could get that 50 cents together where I was going to a teacher for 50 cents in those days. And I was being taught organ there at 12, 13 years old from our Minister of Music, Professor Cadet. Only thing I couldn't reach the bass pedals on the floor, but he taught me how to play the double console organ, pipe organ there in New Haven, and I learned how to play the organ without using the bass notes and how to turn it on. So I had a very musical life, and then time that my sister, older sister married, and went to New York to live. And we began to hear about the two Jewish brothers who opened a nightclub. It was pretty important to people who were coming from overseas, and et cetera. So I said, maybe if I went to New York, I might be able to get a job singing with Lillian someplace in one of those nightclubs and something. And I agreed, and she should go and try. But they were auditioning at the time that I went there. Like in the June, July area for dancers to be in the chorus line for their the fall presentation of Cotton Club. Then it was becoming kind of well known. And I said, well, rather than singing, maybe I could do a little tap dancing, a little soft shoe that I used to do with my brothers. So I auditioned. And during the July and August months, we practiced and did our shuffling and tap dancing and soft shoe and had it down. And it opened in September of the year, they opened in the fall of the year for the regular season, the holiday season. And the night they gave us our costume to wear, there was older women who used to take care of me because I was young then, 18. And I looked at it and I held it up and I said, well, where's the other part? Where's the skirt? And they just said to me, put it on. That's it. I said, yeah, but where's the rest of it? Because it's just like a little strip. I learned that was a bra then. And these little panties. And I said, I wanted a skirt. No. Anyhow, put it on. And then there were six peacock feathers with the long part of their stems to it that went in the back, the rear of our little pants we had on. So that I'm not even gonna look at your face. So that when we did our shaking and our steps, those feathers went left and right when you went left and right. And all I could think of was, oh my goodness. I had nothing down in between my little strip across my bra and my panties. I kept saying to myself, oh, my mother. I hope she don't know. She won't go to the club because we didn't dress like that in those years there in the 20s. Anyhow, my sister was allowed to be guest. They to sit alongside there near the front row, and I remember when I was shaking. You know, I looked over to her, and all her mouth was wide open, and so was her husband's. And I just kept dancing. So when it was over, Lillian came. My older sister came and walked up, and she says to me, "You can't stay here. I'm gonna have to tell Ma what you're doing." I said, "Yeah, but look at the money I'm getting." She called Ma and told Ma. Ma told me, "Come home." I didn't even spend the rest of the week. No, Ma wanted me right home before the end of the week. I was not to be in any kind of entertainment like that. And I was
performance.
No, I had to tell them I had to go. I couldn't stay. But they had substitute girls to go in. But that was. I think I was very happy to have taken it out because I wasn't geared to undress to entertain. A singer, you know, keeps a well-dressed, nice gown. So that was my first experience in entertainment and watching what I was getting into. Mom maybe came home. She said, no. I got it. But over the years, I began to be a part of activities. I was hearing then about the NAACP. My mother was trying to save a little money to pay for her dues for the NAACP, and we could hear people coming up from the southern states, stopping off at New Haven, and I would be listening to the reason why they was coming up from the south, because of the way that they were being treated. Like my sister who married at the time, he came up from Savannah, Georgia, because his average wage was less than $5 a day. Where he came up and got on the New York Pay Department, I think, and just played with them something like $5 an hour because he drove one of those great big Department of Public Works trucks. Then I learned and I listened as Miles telling me this new organization was forming to help the Negroes here in the United States to live a better life. And I never forget that I'm going to put my pennies up so I can get what they call a youth membership. And I joined the youth membership of the NAACP and went to the meetings and listened what was happening. And then later on, let's move up a little further, that I married in minor loving, and he was a dry cleaner who went to Boston because a crew of them hung out together where they would go different states and make the highest monies in that dry cleaning field. And they went to, so he came to New Haven, but they got a better offer for the group out of Boston about a year or two later. And that's when I married him, and we went off to Boston at to Shea Cleaners, who then was opening up a 4-hour place. It was a thing then in those years to have the 4-hour cleaners, you know. They was massing it all around the cities you went to, and they came and set up one here.